A PDF with Stephen King's foreword accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Gwendy's Magic Feather, a novella by Richard Chismar, read by Maggie Siff.
For Kara, Billy, and Noah, the magic in my life. 1. On Thursday, December 16th, 1999, Gwendy Peterson wakes up before the sun, dresses in layers for the cold, and heads out for a run. Once upon a time, she walked with a slight limp thanks to an injury to her right foot. But 6 months of physical therapy and orthotic inserts in her favorite New Balance running shoes took care of that little problem. Now she runs at least 3 or 4 times a week, preferably at dawn, as the city is just beginning to open its eyes. An awful lot has happened in the 15 years since Gwendy graduated from Brown University and moved away from her hometown of Castle Rock, Maine. But there's plenty of time to tell that story. For now, let's tag along as she makes her way crosstown. After stretching her legs on the concrete steps of her rented townhouse, Gwendy jogs down 9th Street, her feet slapping a steady rhythm on the salted roadway, until it runs into Pennsylvania Avenue. She hangs a sharp left and cruises past the Navy Memorial and the National Gallery of Art. Even in the heart of winter, the museums are well illuminated, the gravel and asphalt walkways shoveled clean, our tax dollars hard at work. Once Gwendy reaches the mall, she notches it up a gear, feeling the lightness in her feet and the power in her legs. Her ponytail peeks out from underneath her winter cap, rustling against the back of her sweatshirt with every step she takes. She runs along the reflecting pool, missing the families of ducks and birds that make it their home during the warm summer months, toward the obelisk shadow of the Washington Monument. She stays on the lighted path, swinging a wide circle around the famous landmark, and heads east toward the Capitol building. The Smithsonian Museums line both sides of the mall here, and she remembers the first time she visited Washington, D.C. She was 10 that summer, and she and her parents spent 3 long, sweaty days exploring the city from dawn to dusk. At the end of each day, they collapsed on their hotel beds and ordered room service, an unheard-of luxury for the Peterson family, because they were too exhausted to shower and venture out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?